It's interesting how melodies travel, right? Do you know, all of you know the Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Some of you heard that, right? So you know what this is original, yeah? Allahu, 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 Allahu. It's Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. It's a Pakistani Sufi Qawwali. It's a meditative chant for Zikr Allah, for remembering the name of God. Huh? Allahu, Allahu, Allelu, Allelu. Allahu. Zikr, right. Same shawish exactly. Right. Zikr Allah, remembering God's names. Right. So this and in America it became in congregation BJ Bnei Yeshuun in New York. So interestingly, well, Jews, so we kept it in minor. And then he goes crazy in the breaks between the Allahu. So the Allahu, Allahu, Allahu is where everybody gets together and sings, and then he loses himself in the middle part, and then everybody comes back and reminds Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. But it's goes directly to speak about the meaning of Torah Shebe Al Peh, the oral Torah. We think Torah Shebe Al Peh, we have this sanitary view of what that means, Torah Shebe Al Peh. Now, this is the written Torah, and then there's Torah Shebe Al Peh. No. Torah Shebe Al Peh means oral Torah. In the mouth. Yishakeni min ishikot piu ki tovim dodecha miyayim. The opening of Song of Songs, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love making is better than wine. That's what oral Torah means. Torah in the mouth. So when we sing that way with an idea of oral Torah, then we sing with the precognitive self, before thinking, for the intellect. Before anything starts messing up with ideas, it's the joy of the word in the mouth. Hallelu, 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 hallelu. The word hallelu in that sense doesn't even have a meaning. We know what the meaning of hallelu is. Give praise. No. It means hallelu. It means how good does it feel to roll lamids in my mouth. Hallelu, hallelu, hallelu. It's this wonderful joy that a baby has sometimes. They're going to go, like that, it's exactly that. That's why we pray that way. It's just the joy of the word in the mouth. The oral Torah, Torah Shebe Al Peh. You know, Torah Shebe Lev, in the heart. There's no Torah Shebe Rosh, by the way, it's very interesting. There's no head Torah. Heart and mouth. And it's so important that when we're doing that, you open this for a reason. There was something here, right?
First sentence, yes. And the introduction. The
okay. Oh, ta'amu ura'u kitab. Oh, beautiful. Yuffie.
Psalm 34.
Taste and see that God is good.
Taste.
Yeah, beautiful. Taste and see that God is good. Ta'amu ura'u.
Explain to me Judaism.
Yeah?
Come with me to show.
Right. Taste.
Come Friday night. Taste it.
Right. It's about the taste. Yeah. Oral Torah. That's what that means. By the way, just so that you know, in Kabbalah and Jewish mysticism, they take it all the way to what it means. Okay? So if you look at the way from the beginning of the Keter of the crown, the tenth emanation, pours down light or fluid through all the channels of the ten emanations, until Shabbat, who is lying on her back with her mouth open, receives it from the ninth Sefirah. She drinks it in. This is the imagery they use. So, on the one hand, don't listen when people tell you you're not allowed to study Kabbalah till you're 40 years old. That's bogomizes. If you were not allowed to study Kabbalah till you're 40 years old, most of the Kabbalists wouldn't have been Kabbalists because they died before they were 40. Okay?
But not, because they started earlier.
Because they started way earlier. So, but there's a reason why you're cautioned is because Kabbalah is extremely sensual. even erotic to an extent, but in a holy way, of course. We don't mean it, God forbid, in any human way, but in a sensual, real way. And all the imagery is this imagery of flowing things and receiving and giving, but in a give and take, not in a submission sense of the word. There's nothing like that about it. It's very, very mutual. As a matter of fact, it says in Al-Kapetz, writes in the Chadodi in the second verse, Likrat Shabbat lechu v'nilcha, towards Shabbat let us go, ki hi mekor ha-bracha, for she is the fountainhead of the blessing. What do you mean she's the fountainhead of the blessing? Isn't Shabbat the seventh day of the week? Well, it depends on how you're looking at it. Look when you put a Havdalah. You put a Havdalah at the end of Shabbat, not in the beginning. If Shabbat was the end of the week, and I wanted to make a difference between holiness and between the mundane, I'd put the gate at the end on the sixth day before Shabbat. So I'll know I'm entering into holiness. But we don't. We put the gate at the end of the Shabbat. We put the ceremony of making a difference at the end of Shabbat. Why? Because Shabbat is where we were born. Shabbat is our natural state of being. It's our birthplace, is Shabbat. When you go out to the week, you're going out into exile. You're going out into a strange world that's not your home. That's why we have the taste in the mouth and the smell and the sight, so that you shouldn't forget home. Remember home when you're walking in exile, like Hansel and Gretel throwing breadcrumbs so that they'll remember the way home. That's what the Havdalah ceremony is. Breadcrumbs on the way back home. So I leave home and I can find my path back home again. So she is ordained from before the beginning. The deed at the end is already embedded in the beginning. Therefore, the first emanation and the tenth emanation are not the first and the tenth. They're the tenth and the first. And the first and the tenth. I told you, I'll always tell you the opposites. And suddenly Shabbat becomes the most important sphira. She becomes the most important emanation of God. She is God's bride, if you will. They are together, as it were. She's the daughter, but she's not the daughter. Okay? And all that is playing all the time throughout this liturgy. And I'm just really just scratching a little bit of the surface on this thing in Lechadodi. But to understand what is in here is... zooming, as we could say in America. Zooming to zoom is like, kind of gives you a buzz inside. It's very, very, very deep and beautiful.